Mark Smith now meets Sirajul Islam to learn about his role as Sheriff of Norwich between May 2024 and May 2025.
Hello there, this is Mark with another interview for Chat Around. I've come to have a chat with Sirajul Islam. Now, Sirajul, you're from the Norwich Central Mosque on Elsham Road in Norwich, and we've also come to not only just find out a bit about your work in the mosque community, but also your role of sheriff in Norwich this year. So if I could just start off by asking a little bit about your work with the Muslim community in Norwich.
Good morning, Mark. Yes, thanks for coming. I really appreciate you taking care of what's going on in the community. Yes, my name is Sirajul Islam. I am involved with Norwich Central Mosque and Islamic Community Centre in Elsham Road. I was a committee member, but at the minute I'm not. But I work with the trustee to run the mosque, and we're trying to develop a bigger mosque and a community centre where every community can bring together and work with the community. That's the work we do.
Now that's really, really important. And what type of work do you do in the community?
That's mainly, the mosque is for prayer. And we, at the same time, we get involved with other community to do other kind of social work. We do a lot of charity work. We help people in need. Especially, we have in our mosque, we have a food bank running since COVID time.
Yes.
And we're trying to help the local community, those people, get little help with their daily needs for their daily shoppings. So this is what we do particularly. But yes, we do lots of other activity involving with the community. Yes.
I would imagine also you've seen quite a demand for the food bank, have you?
At the minute it looks like it, because people that imagine the food price of the supermarket is all gone up. So yes, the demand is there, but we can't fulfill everything, but we try our best to at least eliminate some of the burden from those families. Yes.
Great. Well, I'm sure that work is hugely appreciated by people in the local community. So as well as your work at the mosque on Elsham Road, you also have been recently appointed for this year the Sheriff of Norwich. So how did you find yourself in that role?
Oh, it's really came as a bit of shock for me. I wasn't expecting that, because I was never involved with this sort of political side of it. This role is not a political, as I understood now, because this is a community representation from the community to represent the city council and working together, making a bridge with other communities and helping to other charities to raise awareness, to improve the lives of the people, deprived people and other organizations. So it is a very, very appreciation from me, from my community. So the city council chose me to work with this great cause.
That's fantastic. And have you kind of got anything in particular in mind that you'd like to achieve in your office this year?
Yeah, that's one thing. The main thing is just to build the relationship with the wider community. So that's my main focus, on to meet as much as possible to the wider community, community leadership, community organization, volunteers, to build a good relation with the other community. That's the main focus for me.
Yes, that's a really important one, isn't it? Mm. Yes, lovely. And when you're going out on official business as Sheriff of Norwich, are you required to wear any particular clothing or office chain wear or anything like that?
It is, yes. That's a historical and a civic thing. We are provided with our robes and chains and hat It's not like the fancy dress, but if people appreciate that, people enjoy this kind of heritage and culture and get involved with the grassroots of those organizations
community people. Mm. Yes. And do you have to make any sort of speeches or give talks on your work?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, some organization just invite us to be with them. Some organization, they ask us to do some kind of welcome speech or anything particular. Oh, yes, we do enjoy to speak to people and give a speech, yes.
And do you have many appointments every month as Sheriff of Norwich?
I mean, we're fairly busy this time of the year. The August month, I became the sheriff from May. To start with, was busy, and then the August was fairly quiet because of the school holidays. Now it's getting busier. We're getting like 2-3 appointments a week. So
wow.
Yeah, that's cool. 12, 13, 15 a month. And we try to attend as much as we can. But myself, I got a full-time job, so there is a limitation. I'm trying my best to attend as many as I can.
Yes, it must be quite a tricky balance between your job with the mosque and also with your position as Sheriff of Norwich.
It is, yes. But, I mean, as I work for myself, I'm an accountant, so I have my own business. Mm. So I can be flexible with my timing. I can make it up in the morning or in the afternoon. So work for me very well.
It's flexible. Yes. And do you have a chosen charity this year whilst you're in office?
Yes, that's the charity. I visited the charity, myself and Lord Mayor, we visited the charity shop in Oak Street, the Benjamin Foundation. It's a big charity. They work to improve the lives of the young people around Norwich and Norfolk. And they supporting is so many, I can't exactly say the number. They are a very big organization. They employ about 240 staff.
Yes, and the Benjamin Foundation are well known, aren't they?
They are all well known, and this is our this year's civic charity. We are trying to help them to get most fundraising for this year. Yes,
that's fantastic. Do you have a target in mind?
I'm not sure that, I mean, I believe that as I seen other charities in other civic years, we believe there will be at least 15 to 20 grand.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Well, it's been lovely to come and meet you here this morning, and thank you very much for your time, and we wish you all the best with your continuing year in office, and you must come down and visit us here at Chatterbox in King Street and come and see the work that Chatterbox do.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for you chose me to speak to, and thanks for coming in your time. And I really appreciate your great work for these people with disability, people with eyesight. So I thank you, all of the listeners, all of the volunteers, for your great work to bring the community together and to improve the community. That's a great work. We all need to be part of this. So be together is the best word I can say for the improvement, for the development.
I like that, be together, yes. Lovely. Well, Sirajul Islam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.